Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Dom time. Good Wednesday. Welcome in. Senator Pat Toomey will be with us for his monthly visit in a moment. Going to ask him about several snipers from the left today. We're on CNN, MSNBC. This drumbeat, there is no data. There is no evidence that keeping that $600 plus that we've seen in the various, are we calling them stimulus bills or lockdown bills, that is a disincentive for people to go back to work. Now, I admitted in the beginning, given the totality of it, I didn't think it would ultimately stop people from going back to work or losing one job and having to go another. I was wrong with that. I think the evidence is there. All right, Senator Pat Toomey is in the middle of that and a bunch of other things, of course, in Washington. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Senator Toomey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, I say this to you all the time on issues like this. Nobody drills down to what really comes out of all the minutiae of this stuff. So today, your colleagues on the other side of the aisle, various MSNBC, CNN, saying there's no evidence that if we continue to give the $600 compensation here, Senator, that will be a disincentive.
Yeah, you know, and Dom, there's no evidence that if you left $100 bills on the sidewalk, anyone would pick them up.
Right.
I'm sure people would just walk right by. Who would pick up the $100 bill? Right. How ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got common sense, right? In Pennsylvania, the maximum unemployment benefit per week is $561. We have been adding $600 on top of that. What that works out to is paying people not to work at a rate of $60,000 a year. That's more than the median income in Pennsylvania. And so it is not surprising that more than two-thirds of everybody who's been unemployed has been getting paid more to stay unemployed than they get to go to work. What's the rational thing to do for people? I don't blame people for saying, wait a minute, so the government's telling me that if I stay home and work with my kids or I do projects around the house, I'll get paid more than if I go back to work. What am I supposed to do?
Yep.
I mean, come on. This is not a close call. So
I'm in agreement with you, but let's talk the politics of this, okay? And how to play that out. And I think we have to be buttoned up as you are on this. The president giving some sounds about, well, the 600, because between now and the election, wouldn't there be pushback in some circles if people see, and Democrats will say that, you're taking away something of people that are desperate right now?
So, you know, we have had an unemployment insurance system for many, many decades, right? I think this goes back to World War II era. We have had very severe recessions along the way, including the Great Recession of 2008-09. Never, never ever during all of this did anyone ever suggest that the federal government add anything to what states provide, much less systematically pay people more than what they can make working. There's never. And by the way, it's amazing, you know, to listen to the Democrats. When we had this debate back in March, they said, look, the only reason we're advocating for this $600 addition is because the state unemployment systems don't have the sophistication to be able to manage the nuance of limiting that to no more than what prior wages were. So it's just a technical thing. We just can't do it. Well, that tune's changed. Now it's by design, and by gosh, they want to keep it. And I just think this does not make sense. What we should do is start at a much lower level and phase this out. What we need to do, Dom, is get back to work. You know, we've got an unemployment rate that's extremely high, but we have 5.5 million jobs that are going unfilled right now across America, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We more than replaced all lost income for the vast majority of people. Now, look, if you're a small business, if you're a restaurateur and you had your life savings invested in that restaurant and now you can't do business, you're in a world of hurt, no question about it. But the $600 unemployment benefit is probably not what the solution is for that person, and that is a very narrow subset of the population. So, look, I feel the same way about the direct payments. $1,200, the vast majority of those checks, Dom, went to people who had no lost income, people who still had their job. They still got whatever income they were. Think of every federal employee, which is a huge category. They didn't have any interruption in income.
Sure, exactly.
And yet, they got a check for $1,200. That's really nice. But, you know, all of this money is coming from somewhere. We're printing some of it, and we're borrowing the rest. And that's it. And how does that end well? We did $3 trillion last March. And the Democrats are saying, do another $3 trillion. I mean, this at some point, this starts to become absurd. And I just think this should be much, much more targeted, much narrower, and it should be all about facilitating people being able to be productive citizens again, which is what people ultimately want. Federal taxpayer money can never replace an economy, right? That doesn't work.
Well, let me ask you then, Senator Pat Toomey, are we getting closer to this, though, given the politics of this again? Democrats think they have the upper hand.
Yeah, look, I expect I'm going to lose this fight, Dom. I think there's going to be some deal struck. The Democrats clearly think that it's to their advantage not to have a deal, so they're actually raising the terms that they've been insisting on. I'm afraid that there is going to be a significant movement in that direction. I think a deal probably gets done, and it'll probably spend way, way too much money and send a lot of money to people who don't really need it. And that's what I'm worried about.
Senator, let's talk about the virus, the schools, and the reopening here. I've been doing kind of an anecdotal, but it's pretty thorough. Out of the 200 school districts public in our listening area here, we've only found about two or maybe three that are actually in any kind of way that you and I would define it, having full remote 5-day, at least the option of that. It's incredible, the pushback on this. What are your thoughts on this scientifically, and how does it impact the economy?
So it's hugely problematic not to reopen schools, in my view. I have a 10-year-old son. He is scheduled to go into fourth grade, and I was thrilled to learn that the Catholic school that we send him to is fully opening in Allentown. And let me tell you, he's going to school. It is much better for him. Little kids, they have almost zero risk here. Yes, they can contract the virus. They almost always have no symptoms. There are no fatalities. And yes, the teachers and the staff at the schools need to have precautions taken. At this school, at our school, they're going to take those precautions. They're going to reopen. That is much better for the kids. It's also, frankly, much better for parents who have to go to a job. If you have the kind, if you're a lawyer or in a profession where you can work from home, well, fine, that's great, and a lot of people have been able to do that. But if you have the kind of job that you actually have to show up at the factory or wherever it is you work, having schools reopening is absolutely essential to those folks. So I think we can do this safely. Here's what I think. By the way, there are costs to the schools of providing, you know, in some cases they've got to construct new facilities, they've got to buy PPE, they've got to do things that cost money. I'm in favor of providing some of that funding. What I think we ought to do is give it to the parents and let the money then follow the kid to the school that the parent chooses. If a parent wants to keep the kids home and spend the money and resources on homeschooling, okay, it would be available for that. If you want to send your kid, if there's a public school that's going to open, then fine, let the money go there. If it's a private school and they're going to be taking the kids. This way, the federal government doesn't have to dictate the terms, and we shouldn't. We leave it up to parents. That would be my preference for how
well,
we
handle that. Well, I am definite agreement with that. Now, I see the situation, and I'm not sure, because we have third-hand accounts of what Senator Pat Toomey might be thinking or saying about this, and it has to be carefully done. But in places like Portland and others, sending in federal agents there to protect that courthouse, for example, I think are mandatory. What are your thoughts on what the Trump administration has been doing with the federal agents?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because my views on this have been mischaracterized. Let me be very clear. When there is violence and rioting and federal assets are at risk, that's the affirmative obligation of the federal government to ensure that there is the manpower there to restore law and order and protect the lives and the property of the federal government. If the local community is not doing it, whether because they can't or because they refuse to, it's a responsibility of a president to deploy those assets. And frankly, if the violence spills beyond that and the local authorities are not doing the job, then it's the first obligation of government is to protect the people. So that's my view.
Well, let me ask you about that second part of it, though. What's the metric about spilling over? I see Philadelphia doing that with Krasner, Kenny, any number of things that have happened here. Not on the level of Portland, certainly, or Seattle, I guess. I mean, what cities do you think meet the Toomey standard then? Seattle, Portland, what other places?
Those certainly did. It's a good question, and it's also a question of what's the nature of the crime. Like rioting, I think, absolutely requires a major response. And again, you know, if the local authorities aren't doing it, then others are going to have to do that. What we have in many cities at the moment is not so much rioting, but just a big, big uptick in violent crime, especially murders, famously in Chicago, but it's happening in Philadelphia, it's happening in New York, it's happening in all the big cities. That problem doesn't lend itself as well to a federal manpower solution, I don't think. So I think it depends on the nature of the unrest or the violence.
All right, well, Senator, thank you as always. Thanks for clarifying that. We will wait and see what happens next. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.